With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Department of Health and Human Services is proposing new restrictions on transgender surgeries and therapies for children. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made the announcement.
So-called gender-affirming care has inflicted lasting physical and psychological damage on vulnerable young people. This is not medicine, it is malpractice. We're done with junk science driven by ideological pursuits, not the well-being of children.
Retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife, and their two children are among the seven people killed in a plane crash in North Carolina. Correspondent Ken Lorman tells us a reaction to that tragic news.
NASCAR said that Biffle was a beloved member of the NASCAR community, adding, quote, his passion for racing, his integrity, and his commitment to fans and fellow competitors alike made a lasting impact on the sport. North Carolina Congressman Richard Hudson posted on X, I'm devastated by the loss of Greg, Christina, and their children, and my heart is with all who love them. He added, they were friends who lived their lives focused on helping others.
The Cessna C-550 crashed at Statesville Regional Airport this morning. It was north of Charlotte. Consumer prices rose more slowly last month than expected, and that led to a positive day on Wall Street, as we learn now from Bob Agnew.
A strong profit report from Micron Technology helped AI stocks halt their sharp slides, at least for now. The S&P 500 gained 0.8% to break a four-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 65 points, and strength for tech stocks sent the NASDAQ composite up by 313. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after the better-than-expected report on inflation. Bob Agnew reporting.
And this is SRN News. Why do people reject religious faith? Correspondent Michael Harrington explains.
They are generally referred to as the nuns, atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds the most common reason people cite for rejecting faith is that they believe they can live moral lives without God. Other reasons for turning against religion include bad experiences at church, distrust of faith leaders, and the idea that one can be spiritual without being religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in California are investigating an attack on Hanukkah decorations. Security camera footage shows someone in a car drive up to the house, shoot at the decorations with what appears to be a pellet gun, and shout Free Palestine along with anti-Semitic slurs. The Anti-Defamation League of California released a statement calling the vandalism another dangerous and despicable act of violence impacting the Jewish community. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates continue to tick downward.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage eased this week to 6.21%. That's just below where it was last week. The average rate has been mostly holding steady in recent weeks, hovering close to its low point for the year. When mortgage rates fall, they give home shoppers more purchasing power. Several housing economists are forecasting that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain slightly above 6% next year. I'm Alex Vega.
At the White House this afternoon, President Trump signed the $901 billion National Defense Authorization Act. Among other things, it raises troop pay by nearly 4%. The policy bill also demands more information on recent boat strikes in the Caribbean, requires that the U.S. keep its troop levels in Europe at current levels, and sends some military aid to Ukraine. More details at srnnews.com.